Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, still trying to reconcile his family, because I want to talk to my kids. I in the mail today went the DVD to James, which included the video that I did for him. I actually just watched it before I called. And it, you know, because it relates also to the N-Words video that I did. And when I thought about it this morning, I said, okay, I wonder, because I remember many, many years ago, because the words I remember, Jim Cross was in South Carolina, went to a church there, talked with a pastor, a black man, and he said to him, had to admit, he said, I'm a racist. And the black man admitted to him, I'm a racist too. And apparently they hit it off pretty well, made the arrangements for us to have a shared service. And then we went. You may recall that. We actually went to South Carolina. And, you know, us white folks were at a black church. And, you know, that definitely isn't the first time we've been at a black church. But I've wondered where he stands now. Because I've heard indirectly, and I don't remember where it came from, that maybe he has backed off on some of that. I don't know. But, you know, obviously it has come, you know, I've pointed out how numerous times, especially in the early 90s, and obviously it was part of the reason we went to Alabama, been involved with either black, white, or other type of mixed relationships. And, you know, that's continued with me. It didn't end there. And so I don't, you know, because, you know, I searched the Bible and I don't find an issue with it. But obviously there's a cultural issue. So my N-Words video, I think, went into that in reasonable depth. It's, you know, again, as I point out, you know, I say it's been seen about 300 times, but my guess is that typically maybe about a third, quarter to a third actually watch it through. So maybe roughly 100 people have actually sat down and watched that thing. And, you know, I wonder what the thoughts are. So I sent that to James because it's not just academic for him. And then I sent the postcard to Jim Cross today because I really wonder where he stands. You know, which, you know, obviously directly impacts what does he think about Isaac, Charlotte, and James. You know, and I've pointed out in the N-Words video, I claim without hesitation Charlotte and James as my grandkids, and I claim Isaac as my son-in-law without hesitation. And again, the point is, because I remember sitting in the park once in Greensboro and listening to Julia, the way she described her love for Isaac. You know, and so obviously, my love for Isaac is based on that. She has committed her life to him. And so I have to, joyfully have to, love Isaac as my son-in-law without hesitation. So anyway, I sent that out to him. That was part A. But then part B, when I sent the disc out, the other video I wanted to add didn't fit, so I made it a separate disc. It's called The Drafting Challenge, The Bible is True and the Institutional Church is a Fraud, which I did in April. And so I sent him two discs. And what I realized today is, okay, tomorrow I will send those same two discs out to Jim Cross. I actually just burned the one and we'll do it. But then realized today, I'm going to go one step further. I'm going to send it out to others. That Bible is True and Institutional Church is a Fraud. Because I have talked with several and said, okay, let's engage in this. I've done it. I've even challenged some pastors directly, and they've run. So I'm going to challenge some more pastors and send them the videos and then follow up with cards. I think that's my plan right now. We'll see what happens. We'll see if anybody has enough conviction, enough trust in the scripture and the Lord to say, yes, I am a paid member of an institutional church and I can back it up as being obedient to Christ. And I will claim from scripture that that's not true. If they have the confidence in what they're doing is in obedience to Christ, they should be able to say, here, let me show you where you're wrong. And do so publicly. Do you think anybody will? Because it's a threat, isn't it? I don't know. Might get abandoned. But I guess at this point, again, another one of those things, academic. But anyway, I'm letting you know my plans. One other thing. This morning, because... it's important to start early because it's getting warmer. I took my hike to Publix, and then on the way back stopped at the farmer's market. Had a pleasant conversation with the one guy, and then came home. When I got home, as I was walking down the driveway, I was saying, thank you, Lord, because my whole trip, I was walking fast. I was walking fast. The sad part is, as I left the farmer's market, one of the things I had is kale. And fresh kale is just absolutely magnificent. So I left the farmer's market, the parking lot there, and I just grabbed a leaf and I was chewing it. It was really good. It was really good. When I got home, I unpacked all my stuff and looked around and said, where's my kale? So somewhere between the farmer's market and here, which is just over 2 miles, is a bunch of kale that less one leaf. You're going, oh, bummer. But anyway, such is life. But as I was walking down the driveway, I was celebrating. I had a good trip. I had, I can do these things. And I was celebrating the joy. Because when I walk down this driveway, I'm walking down a 300-foot driveway. I got a double wide right next to me, literally five feet away. But I'm on several acres of land. In the middle of a city on several acres of land. It's a modest house. It's 1,200 square feet. But it's my home. And I have two double-sized windows looking out the front. And they're open all the time. And, especially the weather today, they're not just open the blinds, they're open. And it's delightful. It's a joyful way to live. And so, with all the issues in life, the Lord has shown his mercy in this way. Even though he took my kale today, but anyway. there are joys in life within the tragedies. And I celebrate those joys. But anyway, Jim Cross. I set before you two challenges. The N-words video. Do you agree or disagree? Am I right or wrong from Scripture? And even more importantly, my claim, the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. You are an ordained PCA elder. Are you ready to give an answer for the hope that is within you? Can you back it up with Scripture? Or do you back it up with the institution? Can you publicly proclaim it? Or do you turn tail and run? I love my family, and I especially love my wife.